Blackstone Audio presents Here and Again by Nicole R. Dixon. This book is read by Karen White. For my grandmothers, Martha Dora Barnes Beebe, and my blue ribbon, Lola Virginia Swenson Dixon, and the magic of applesauce. May 10th, 1861. Laurel Creek. Dear Juliet, when I woke this morning, my body was wound tight like the string of a violin that awaits the bow. I wanted to go, yet Laurel Creek babbled softly to the birds singing in the tree outside my window. I could only think of home, spring, and the fields rising to flower. All was still in the house as I dressed. To my surprise, I found the buttons to Grandpa Samuel's uniform sewn onto my own. The dawn glimmered on them, causing me some difficulty securing my sword. I walked from my room as quietly as I could, but found greeting me with murmured morning voices my father, my sister Anne, and her husband Peter. Their eyes were swimming, and I could not long look upon them, nor speak, so thick was my throat. I headed for the front door. Before I reached it, Anne stopped me, making small adjustments to the placement of the coat upon my shoulders. Her hands knew this uniform, for from them it was made. She kissed my cheek with a God bless, and I thought that to be the end of it. But my father followed me to the creek.